Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth, time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
Starting off with none other than Calling and Speak from the 3342 record label. That's none other than produced by with some vocals from Emacs. The Image, lyrics by Sheriff Kilroy, and welcome again to Al Porter Man in the Street, chapter 9, verse 12. For those looking to send in anything, you can email it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's on MP3 format. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. That M period, A period, N period. It's music activism news. The abbreviation, the acronym. You could Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period for different music and new releases. Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com. For those listening live, you can call in to 646-478-0944. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. I'm going to give you three quick disclaimers. The disclaimers that I'm giving you is, disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk in Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I will listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press one. And so, anyway, I wanted to let you know that what's going on. I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in our region and in our area. Because if I don't give you that top 10, I probably won't do it later on. So we'll start off and say in the top 10 spot, it is Eric Magnus, Infrared Recordings. Number 9, Black Odyssey. Number 8, because of 133,000 plus views, NELCCIA. Number 7, debut in the Facebook, Jazz at Larchmere Arts with J.T. Lynch of Horns and Things. That's this coming Saturday, but you will have to check and see if that's still going on. They said as of right now, wasn't canceled. Number six, moving up, it's Jazz Music. Number five, I guess maybe because of where it's being held, Facebook debuting its Women's Wellness Brunch. No, Women's Wellness Breakfast on Facebook. Women's Wellness Breakfast, which is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Manor of Euclid, Saturday, March the 28th. Number four, it's your Facebook, the music video premiere for Eric Wilson's Nothing. Number three, Black House Sounds filmed two public service announcements, as well as the video, No Matter How Life Goes, 2020, COVID-19, featured LSD and Sheriff Kilroy. Number two, moving up, Sheriff Kilroy with Wash Your Hands, Corona Versus, and No Matter How Life Shakes, 2020, COVID, that's 19, with Black House Sounds, LSD, the public service announcements. And also, on top of that, you have number one spot, Mr. Dirty Clean Fresh. He has done two video shoots, Drug Love and Money on My Mind, in the past year. So, well, not the past year, but the past week. So even though there was an outbreak, he has been out there making sure that things are done, you know, with an excellent twist. So with those things being said, we're going to at least, before we even go on the phone line, Angela Fitzrady, did you call my personal phone line while I'm live on the air? Man, how could you do something like that? You get that infamous shout-out. My thing is, as I prepare to do certain things, I will say that I appreciate everybody who at least chose to take the time to call in, be a part of this program. I'm going to at least see what's on the mind of the 216-400. You took the time to call in. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. Oh, I'm one of those that our governor says stay in. And I can say one thing is not comfortable, but I'm trying to do what he said do. But every time he comes out, he's saying something. So I do hope they make up their minds. And anyway, I'm not worried about that, the virus, because when I was younger, there was polio, measles, whooping cough, and all kinds of things going around then. So it's been a long time since we've had something to take by storm, and that's coronavirus, which probably has been around. But suddenly it mutated and became something else. So there you go. So anyway, take care and just encourage your listeners. Now, one thing I haven't heard, pray. I think it'd be good for those who believe, who are believers.
I feel you. I appreciate that. And thank you so much. And I take it that's how you were able to get out of and around the whoopee cough and other things. So I appreciate you for calling in. Before we do anything else and I go to the 419 area code, one of the things that I did not do that I probably should have done is at least I'm going to say take the time to do one of those things that's just a little bit, I'll say, necessary. And forgive me, because a lot of times if a tribute or something will come through, I will do it like I feel I'm supposed to do. So I just wanted to put out there that Kenneth Ray Rogers, August 21st, 1938, that's August 21st, 1938 to March 20th, 2020, was an American singer, songwriter, actor, record producer, entrepreneur. He was elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2013. Rogers was particularly popular with country audiences but also charted more than 120 hit singles across various music genres and topped the country and pop album charts for more than 200 individual weeks in the United States alone. He sold over 100 million records worldwide during his lifetime, making him one of the best-selling music artists of all time. His fame, career spanned multiple genres, jazz, folk, pop, rock, country. He remade his career and was one of the most successful crossover artists of all time. In the late 1950s, his recording career was with the Houston-based group The Scholars, who first released The Poor Little Doggy. After some solo releases, including 1958's That Crazy Feeling, Rogers joined a group with the jazz singer Bobby Doyle. In 1966, he became a member of the folk ensemble. The New Christy Minstrels played double bass guitar, was singing, and in 1967, he and several members of the New Christy Minstrels left to found the group, The First Edition, with whom he scored his first major hit, Just Dropped In, to see what condition my condition was in. A psychedelic rock song which peaked at number 5 on the Billboard charts. And as Rogers took that increased leadership role in the First Edition and following the 1969's Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town, the band gradually changed styles to a more country feel. Band broke up in 1975 to 1976. Rogers embarked on a long and successful solo career, which included several successful collaborations, including duets with Dolly Parton and Sheena Easton, and a songwriting partnership with Lionel Richie. Signature song, 1978's The Gambler, was a crossover hit that won him a Grammy Award in 1980. Selected in 2018 for preservation in the National Recording Registry by the Library of Congress. He developed the gambler persona into a character for a successful series of television films, starting with 1980's Emmy-nominated Kenny Rogers as the Gambler. And so, of course, I do believe About.com, the poll of the 200 most influential country albums, The Gambler and Kenny were featured. And the man just had a long resume. As a matter of fact, I would like to say, voted favorite singer of all time in a 1986 joint poll by readers of both USA Today and People. His career spanned 6 decades into around 2003. Later success included the 2006 album release, Water and Bridges, and across the first single from the album, I Can't Unlove You. It was a chart hit for him. He remained a popular entertainer around the world, had acting roles in movies and television shows, including title roles in Kenny Rogers as the Gambler and the McShane series for the NBC mystery movie in the 1982 feature film Six Pack. And definitely well known for a lot of what he had done. Now I get to go back, because if I don't do it, people will say, hey, you ignored one of those things that happened. So I'm going to go with, and before I do anything else, keep in mind that I should let you know that you could Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. You could YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. period, or Joseph P. Motley Jr. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period, or a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And I might as well let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. I heard from EP, who said, darn it, we're media. Get your butt down here tomorrow. So we'll see how things happen. And the webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com. I am going to go to the phone line, 419-504. You're probably going to tell me, you know, you didn't even mention she picked a fine time to leave me. and a couple other singles that I didn't mention. But I'm going to the 419 area code with the 504. How are we doing out there, and who am I speaking with?
Hi, good evening. This is Andrea. I am doing blessed. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you. I am. How are you doing this evening?
I am good. We are in and we are ready, you know, for whatever's to come. But we are blessed and highly favored.
I hear you. And so with that being said, wait a minute. I know the name. You wouldn't happen to be the same Angela that I met at probably the last major concert that happened in our region before the governor shut everything down, the New Fame concert. Are you the same one?
Yes, I am. This is Andrea Hircourt, a Forex trader. Yes, and it was a pleasure meeting you.
Likewise. And what is a Forex trader?
Forex is short for foreign exchange currency. We buy and we sell foreign currency on the foreign exchange market directly on our phones daily. This is the largest, most liquid in the world. $7.3 trillion flows through this market daily.
Wow. Okay, you got my attention again, just like when I heard the presentation.
Yes.
Because right now, with the stocks, everything going up and down and topsy-turvy, you mean to tell me that is still going on?
Well, we are not stocks. We are not stocks. We are trading foreign currencies. And we are different from stocks because we make our money either way the market goes. If the market goes up, we're going to make money. If the market goes down, we're going to make money. If it goes up, we're going to buy it. If it goes down, we're going to sell it. So we have placed ourselves in positions to win despite the stock market crashing. We've had our most profitable weeks during the coronavirus and everything that's going on in the world. We are able to sit back and make money directly on our phones.
Wait. You're able to make money just by using your phone?
Directly phone. Wherever I have my phone and wherever I have Wi-Fi, I am able to put in a trade and make money. It is as simple as that. If I have my phone,
mm-hmm.
I can make money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you, can anybody get involved in this?
Anybody can get involved. This is a free market. The foreign exchange currency market has been around since 1973. If you have a phone and Wi-Fi, you need to be trading. Only 3% of the world has tapped into this. I am so blessed to be a part of that 3%. And as long as I have air in my lungs, I will spread the word to let people know there is another way. You can punch a clock for yourself directly on your phone, no matter what's going on. How we're making our money is it's one currency value based to another. That's it. They're constantly going up and down, up and down. We are able to do what the banks have been doing with our money forever. We're just able to do that for ourselves, trade our own money, and make money right on our phone.
Wow. Okay. I'm very interested, like I was at the presentation. And so I'm going to ask you personally, before I ask for any information or contact or anything else, how long or when did you know this was the right move for you?
Well, I heard about it from a friend that I went to school with, and I was skeptical because I was not familiar with it. It was foreign to me. Again, only 3% of the world knows about this, and we have to let everybody know. So I did put the opportunity off for 3 months. I did my own research and my own due diligence, and after that, I signed up, and it's just been amazing. This opportunity has completely changed my life. There's two streams of income with Forex. You have your daily trading money. That's what you do on your phone, daily trading. You make your money today, you're able to take your money today. And then our second stream of income is sharing the opportunity with others. That is residual. Trading makes you rich. Residual will make you wealthy.
Wow. So, can you repeat that last part one more time?
Trading makes you rich. Residual will make you wealthy. And you come into the opportunity, you're not obligated to share the opportunity, but being the type of woman that I am, I could not come in here and just trade and be selfish. I needed to let others know. You have a cell phone, you can make money off of your cell phone. This is a free market. Anyone can go and trade, but you have to know what you're doing. So we are in part of an investment group, and you have to invest in yourself, and you are only paying for the education to teach you how to trade in this market.
Okay. Well, with that being said, how can we at least, a person, even like myself, get in touch with you for follow-up?
I can give you my name and my number, and then you would call me and we would talk, and then I can send you my direct link, and we will welcome you into the investment group, and you can start making money within 72 hours with our copy paste process. Not even knowing how to trade or knowing what to do. Our educators are going to send signals to your phone, and all you're doing is going to copy and paste them into your phone, and you'll be able to make money, and then our earn while you learn. So you're earning money, and you're also learning a skill that will pay you and your family for a lifetime.
Okay, we ready.
I also have Rashiada. She is on the line as well, and she is an amazing Forex trader.
Hey, everybody, what's up, what's up? In the land of beyond, it's the girl Rashiada. How are y'all?
Doing
yes, I've been here since biting my nails, but yes. I love it.
Okay. You know something? You were one of the people who gave a presentation as well. So talk to us, please.
Yes, at one of the last citywide hip-hop concerts, period. It literally might go down in history. For Dennis, it really might. There was a Forex presentation done by my wonderful mentor and upline, the wonderful Andrea, and another team member of ours. Her name was Angel, and they told everyone about this wonderful opportunity that I've been brought in. I've been in for a few months. I now have a small team under me as well. I'm a platinum leader loading, and 4X changes lives. Like she said, this is the foreign exchange market. 7.3 trillion approximately running through the market every single day, 24 hours a day, 5 days a week. I can trade in this market and make money. All I do is I follow the trend. I buy and I sell currency. If the currency is looking low, I buy it. You know, I buy it. If it's high, I sell it. I make a profit either way the market moves, which is different, I want to note, from just doing the stock exchange market, where you're only going to profit if that market grows. In the last few days, if anybody's been watching me, to the financial health of our wonderful United States of America, the stock market has actually, unfortunately, lost a lot of money. Whereas when,
right,
like my upline just told you guys, you know, that happened unfortunately, and it has affected us as a nation. However, traders are still able to capitalize on the profiting system, because we make money either way the market travels, whether it's up or down. So we're not held in that way. And I'm not a master trader. You've known me for 10 years or more, Al. I'm not a master trader. However, coming into this investment group, I have access to millionaires, figures, seven-figure earners, master traders who are teaching me live. They're calling me out by name if I ask a question on our web and our teleconference platform. If I raise my hand, they're like, Rashiata, what's the problem? And I'm like, I don't know what this means, or why did you pop that trade, or what does this mean? And they're giving me the answer. Their goal is to make me profitable, and I really, really just took that and ran with it. So you guys were able to experience some of that profiting, coming to the concert, seeing how much fun we had, the wonderful group of people that we had, and just the impact that we're able to do, not just trading on our phone. You know, you didn't see now one of us pick up our phone and pop a trade. We were there impacted,
right,
by sharing the information, being unselfish about this copy-paste and profit system that you can be a part of. You can earn while you're learning. You know, like you said, trading will make you rich. It'll get you the money. Unselfishly sharing the opportunity will make you wealthy through residuals. So I'm just running. My mentor, I got to big her up. She's been running and is the top leader in Cleveland. She's an amazing woman. Daily, she's sharing this opportunity to the individuals. It's like every day she's like, welcome somebody else to the family. I want to grow definitely to keep that momentum going, because right now more than ever, this is a skill that we all need in our lives.
I can appreciate that. I appreciated the presentation, and I'm hearing nothing less than what excited me when I heard the presentation there. So with that being said,
yes,
any information for contact that you all would like to share, I'll appreciate it.
Well, sure. Andrea, do you want to share your Instagram as well?
Yes, we're going to both share our information as well.
Okay.
My name is Andrea Hereford. H-E-R-E-F-O-R-D, and my personal contact number is area code 419-504-8902.
I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Yep. And my information is at Rashiata, R-A-S-H-I-A-D-A-H, Rashiata Weaver on Facebook. Instagram at Rashiata. She really needs to change her name to Show Me the Money, Drea, because, honey, she shows you the money, okay? Every day, every day I wake up to a little bag, I'll be like, yeah, show me the money, Drea, yeah. You don't know, I call her name, okay? She is amazing and so selfless, and has been running with this opportunity. I can't wait to just make it to the top with you, because it is so amazing. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for that.
I am so blessed to have you on this 4X journey with me. She came in, she saw the vision, and she took off trading and sharing the opportunity, building a team. I mean, not even a month in. I love her.
That's like,
wow.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you. Yes.
I appreciate
it. We're here for you. We're here for you, Al. Tell them wash their hands, and come on, make some money on the
job. I'm going to do that. As a matter of fact, if you both hold a line, I have something for you both, and I appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No problem.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes.
Oh, no problem. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play something for both of our phone callers. This next song was accompanied by a video. It came, the name of the song is Wash Your Hands, produced by none other than Emax the Image, the vocals from Sheriff Kilroy, a.k.a. Al Porter Jr., Hood Famous TV, GMS Hood Famous DVD, did the video, which consists of course, none other than Brother Suave, Gotti, and, of course, Tim Ra, the editing, all of that. I appreciated that. We will be right back. Hey, some people said, man, that song is common sense. Did you really need a song to say that? And then again, some people would say it's common sense not to backstab your brother and sister or to rob or do a few other things. And sometimes people just have to be reminded of certain things.
Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. 3, 3, 4, 2. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Kilroy. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news. On truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. COVID-19 affect me. Coronavirus scare me, stop me. AM alpha male, share pride. I face real danger, still go outside. 80 people shot at an MC club. People carjacked, can't forget bed bugs. Revolution stopped, not by a virus. Keep your flimsy mask, I won't be silent. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Why make this song? Let's make it clear. Hate to see adults run off in fear. Isolated at home, inside alone. I'm here to help. Lyrics airborne, virus, God, Yahweh, Allah, make it clear. Do you worship them or you worship fear? West Nile, SARS, Ebola, swine flu. We survive those, we'll survive this too. Coronavirus and Corona beer. You can drop yours, pass the bottle here. It's so crazy, I can't believe. Scared of Asian food and the Chinese people. Big black man, I can't wear a mask. Y'all will think I jack, cops might blast. Just need wipes, soap, water, check it. Sanitizer and some disinfectant. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Biden and Sanders, too scared.
scared to come here?
What,
come
leader?
On. Trump's too scared to even handle it.
What, stupid?
Alliance for Safety and Justice, survivors speak, canceling their meeting.
What?
Cleveland Peace Action, canceling their meeting?
Oh, man.
Cleveland Democratic War Club, canceling out?
Oh, shoot.
PNC Fairfax? NBA canceling the season just because of the Utah player?
One player?
Come on now.
While you tweet, I read Revelation. If we're told what we now facing, Passover, pestilence, pandemic, plague. We killed Indians and the slave trade. Wages of sin, you know, is death. Virus, corona, affects health. But don't stress, paying a high price. Standing for hours in a Walmart line. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Man, and that's sad. They giving 3 to 4 weeks out for the children in K-12 schools. A bunch of dumb children about to be on the sidelines. Sad, man. 3-3-4-2.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to lighten up everything as best as possible. I called a name earlier. I do know that with the looks of the hip-hop workshop being canceled out in April, there will probably be a few things that happen all Saturday long as we review some of our greatest hits from the hip-hop workshop, including the last one. If you could just picture a percussion band, and a percussion band playing all types of drums, and not only did you have a lot of people doing freestyles from Kim Rod to Suave Gotti to LaVelle Thomas, who hasn't picked up a microphone at the workshop before, but he joined MC Derek, Mr. Ronnie B. The Unforgiven, Sheriff Kilroy. In the midst of that, you had the representatives from Hood Famous TV. I will say, hold on a second, Suave Gotti, Kim Ra do a live performance of this next song on the steel drums, percussion instruments, and everything like that. That song would happen to be...
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Brown Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-volt. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Trayvon Coley, Larry Hogan, Joby. Our defenders are fat boys screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nofu about to slide Carlos Hyde. With my Cleveland crew, we got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your paws ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
I wear brown and orange and white stripes. The C-Town lights getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, Jeff. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns, we came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bust that dog like, where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Swab Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long.
Put it live on your iPhone. A message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Amarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Dog Exec. Big Dog Exec, like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
Guitar played by the legendary Mike Calhoun of the legendary Daz Band. I just want to at least see somebody else chime back in. Always if somebody's called in and you want to speak again or something like that, to press the one key. If you hang up and call back, we'll take it serious. I know that basically speaking, stay-at-home orders, just like what has happened in I would say West Virginia or Ohio, to further combat the spread of COVID-19. You can go to the grocery store or convenience or warehouse store, go to the pharmacies to pick up medications and other healthcare necessities, go to medical appointments, check with your doctor or provider first, go to a restaurant for takeout, delivery, or drive-through. Care for or support a friend or family member. Take a walk, ride your bike, hike, jog, and be in nature for exercise. Just keep at least 6 feet between you and others. Some will say 3 feet, especially like in Ohio, they go for 3 feet, West Virginia, six feet. Current president, you never know what he's going to say. It's very interesting. Walk your pets and take them to the veterinarian if necessary. Help someone to get necessary supplies. Receive deliveries from any business which delivers. You should not go to work unless you are providing essential services or work for an essential business as defined by the order, which is available at Governor, I've known what one, it's the .wv.gov or ohio.gov. Visit friends and family if there is no urgent need. Maintain less than 6 feet of distance from others when you go out. Visit loved ones in the hospital, nursing home, still there's a facility for others. The difference between the stay-at-home and social distancing. Stay-at-home is a stricter form of social distancing. Stay-at-home means stay home. Stay unexposed and do not expose others. Only go out for essential services. Stay 6 feet or more away from others. Don't gather in groups. Those are just a few things that are being said right there. I do know that it's probably because of such things that have happened, like the Florida spring breakers who tested, you know, positive for the coronavirus. At least 5 students from the University of Tampa tested positive for coronavirus after traveling with other students from school for spring break. It came after crowds of spring breakers in Florida were criticized for ignoring social distancing guidelines and packing beaches in complete disregard of the potential risk. I will say that there are certain people, like we'll say Brady Sluler, one of the young people in the video, said, "Whatever happens, happens. If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while, about 2 months. We had this trip planned, 2-3 months, and we're just out here to have a good time." And, you know, many Florida beaches since then were shut down, but other students were like, "Hey," they said, "we're going to at least go out there." And I think certain things has basically been what has caused certain things to happen. I will say that there were, though, outside, many images of many people crowding beaches or the canyons beyond their capacity. And my thing is, I understand, following man's law, as long as it doesn't conflict with the Creator's law. On one side, you could say, well, the Bible does say if you're sick, stay put. On the other side, though, in being real, a lot of churches have taught throughout the years that, hey, if you're not sick or certain other things like that, on a whole, be willing to almost, if you feel like it, follow through with what's going on from the Creator's standpoint. Because, you see, I come from a mindset, after all of these years, there have been many church leaders who have felt it to me home in less than maybe a minute and a half, the same thing over and over again. Talk about what happened when Yahshua, the Messiah, Jesus, was basically speaking, nailed to the cross, and a certain Peter was asked once, twice, thrice, "Hey, weren't you with?" And the first couple of times, he's like, "No." The third time, he said, "Hey, I'm one with that mother." Well, he cursed. We can only imagine what he might have said. But the thing is, in looking at what was said, there are so many church leaders who have said that, "Hey, if they come up to you, Mr. Porter, man in the street, and they say, do you feel you're Christian fundamentalist, or do you believe?" I'm supposed to be able to say, you know, even if you throw me in the clink, yeah, I believe. I'll take what's coming to me because of what I represent now. So with that attitude, you probably will catch me at service. I will say AME, The Rock, this coming, hold on, Sunday, 11 a.m., Pastor Reed at 15415 Kipling Avenue, the Dialogue Center, with a 44110 area code. But since I'm looking here, I'm going to go to the 216972. It's a lot of personal decisions to be made, but I do believe one of those essential things for me, it's a choice. 216972. 216972. How are you? You got a few minutes? Go.
Oh, yes. Hi there. I was just listening in. I didn't really prepare to say much because I just got here. I just got aware of this connection to tune in. So I really am not prepared to say too much because I just got here. But if I could try to create something to come up with real quick, then I'll do that. Yeah.
No problem.
I appreciate being invited here. I could say that much. I mean, I definitely appreciate that. This is all brand new to me, and I think that to kind of piggyback on what you were saying for the brief ending part that I did catch as I was coming in, I just want to speak on this. This just came to mind. I mean, instead of me rambling, as I was watching something today on YouTube, I discovered some things I never ever knew, and it was, you know, scientifically based, and I was wondering, like, how many people, you know, was familiar with this information. I mean, because I wasn't, but I'm also not, I haven't been studying for a long time, and had I been, I probably would have come across that information about many facts relating to science and the Bible. And
oh.
I felt a little guilty because I've often said that I believe the Bible is missing books, that the Bible is consisting of only the books that the king approved of, which is canon. Anything related to canon, I don't know if it was canon laws or just the canon books. The word canon,
gotcha.
I really, really wish I could break that down. But all I know canon refers to the books that the king approved of to be what we know as today as the Bible. But anyway, the scientific proof or anything relating to the science of Bible and what it was revealing, and what I was watching on YouTube today, I realized that there was a, what do they call him? What do they call the scientist? I took a brief note, so bear with me. He was the only one that really followed. Yeah, I'm definitely going to get that. This particular, I know his name was Matthew. His first name was Matthew, and he was a, what do they consider him? A, I can't believe I'm not prepared. Uh-huh. Oh, oceanographer, you know,
okay.
So I'm assuming that that terminology is relating to studies of the ocean, and his name was Matthew Maury. And I'm not into statues and all that, but they had a statue. They showed in the end that his statue had depicted him with the Bible on the side of him. And a friend of mine and I were having a conversation, and he said scientists don't usually lean neither to the belief of the Bible. You know, they have no reliance on the Bible usually. That's what his opinion was. So for Matthew Maury, the oceanographer, he relied on the Bible. He followed the scripture, and what he followed was Psalms 8:8. Psalms 8:8.
Wow.
And I should be looking up right now what Psalms 8:8 states. But he followed that, and what it states in Psalms 8:8, that's what he sought after to go look for. And he followed the direction of the Bible. So I mentioned this, and I need to give you the understanding of where this was on YouTube. Let me do that right now.
No problem.
It was called the
Wow, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. Interesting.
That's what you read.
That one up.
That's what Psalm 8:8 says. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. 10 of the top scientific facts in the Bible. That's what the name of this. This is the title of this. The 10 of the top scientific facts in the Bible. And I mean, I was absolutely impressed by that. They were basically comparing how the Bible was reflective upon science or anything relevant to anything man would have researched. Were you aware of that? Were you ever aware of any of that information that was contained in that YouTube video?
Personally, until told about it, no.
Okay, that's really, really interesting. Yeah,
and I'm glad you shared that.
Yes. It got so deep, it even got down to describing the dinosaur. And the dinosaur was relevant to Job 40:15-24. Yes. And if I
appreciate that.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
At least I can write it down on my notes to look on that.
And that, from my basic note, relevant to the dinosaur, which was referred to as the behemoth. And the Bible and dinosaurs is what that category would be phrased at the 12:15 minutes. If you look at the YouTube video at the 12:15 minutes mark, that's where you would the discussion about the Bible and dinosaurs would be. And I was always curious about that. I mean, all these years, I mean, I'm just now getting to that level of understanding. I mean, as children, I'm sure you all believe that dinosaurs exist. We saw it in it in cartoons, and that's where we got the idea from. But to finally know where in the Bible is anything relating to the dinosaur, the largest creature that he had made, basically. And it's a description of that biblically. I think that's amazing. That's all I have to say.
Same here. I thank you for calling in and getting it in before we get off the air. I appreciate you, and may you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. You as well.
No problem. I feel very, at least, excited that in between everything, so to have a miss. Commentary, Cleveland sighting is excellent for all of our phone callers. So somebody did call back. I'm going to give them at least 30 seconds. If there's anything they want to add in from the 216-400, you got about 30 seconds. I see you called in and pressed the 1 key. So 216-400, for once.
Hello?
Indeed. What's going on?
I know you didn't cut me off.
Right.
And I didn't cut myself off. But when I mentioned prayer and so forth, I guess the devil had to cut me off then. That's what happened. Sorry I didn't finish, but I still say I don't care about Corona or anything else, just pray. Then thank you, and you had a wonderful program today, sir. Keep up the good work.
No problem. Thank you very much for that. I can appreciate it. Like I say, this will be very interesting because Brother EP from VoiceOfRadio.com said, we're media, so we will see how everything plays out for tomorrow. I also want to let people know that if you choose to, the OPN radio is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WeUpRadio.com. You can find on Instagram, JR.AlfredPorter, Facebook, Kit and Angelica. Twitter is AlfredPorterJR1 or Hip Hop Workshop 2. I thank people who've been tuning in to WERE 1490 AM on a Sunday at 5 p.m. for the College of Common Sense radio show on www.newstalkcleveland.com. look, I want to have a fun time leaving out of here. So why not have a fun time with some Emacs to Image? Part of where the video was filmed, you had a lot of these there at Twiggy's 50th birthday party. One of the biggest things that happened before the governor went to shut down everything. Big Legs, love you all. Peace.
Hey, hey, yeah. Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend, my girlfriend, my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin.
Love you all. Peace.